This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
So what will the Giants do at number two in the upcoming NFL draft? To me, the entire NFL draft will spin on what the Giants do. I expect Cleveland to keep the first pick. Who Cleveland takes is of question. Could it be Josh Allen? Could it be Sam Darnold? Or could it be somebody else? Saquon Barkley or off the board completely from what we're watching from a number one selection. The Browns do have the number four pick, but the Giants could trade. Say Buffalo goes up and wants a big deal to get to number two. Or they could stay put and take quarterback Sam Darnold. Reports out of New York have a interesting scenario in which Josh Allen goes one, Darnold goes two to the Giants, and they would be ecstatic to be able to draft him at number two. Chris Flum covering the Giants for Big Blue View, SB Nation site, joining us here on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Chris, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. All right, let's start with that scenario. If Sam Darnold is sitting there, how happy are the Giants and how happy are Giants fans if they use it with a quarterback at number two and they take Darnold?
Overall, I think the Giants are pretty darn happy. Just based on Darnold's upside, his physical ability, that kind of clutch gene he's shown, and he's got the personality, at least it seems like, to handle the New York fishbowl.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably sprinting to the podium to take him. Giants fans, there's some of them who would probably prefer Saquon Barkley or Bradley Chubb, but overall, I think most of them would be pretty happy to see that the team's thinking about the future after Eli Manning.
Right. In terms of a trade situation, and if Buffalo comes calling and they're going to offer a boatload, how willing do you think the Giants are going to be to get out of the number two spot and go down and maybe take a quarterback, say, in the second or third round to develop behind Eli Manning?
That, I think, is a very possible scenario. In fact, it might even be likely if the Browns go ahead and take Darnold, number one overall, and they're sitting with the choice between the two Joshes, Allen and Rosen. Then, say, the Giants wind up at 12. They could be potentially looking at maybe Lamar Jackson. That's a scenario I'm kind of fond of because he's just so unique. Or they could load up on offensive linemen, get that all patched up, and then maybe take a look at a guy like Kyle Lauletta out of Richmond or Mason Rudolph out of Oklahoma State in the top of the second round.
Okay. And, Chris, the one scenario that I think, if they're going to keep the pick, given the fact that the Giants traded away JPP, that you'd go and take Bradley Chubb and you would go and try to replace JPP with Bradley Chubb and then you, look at a quarterback in the second or the third round. How likely do you think it is that the Giants go defense and not quarterback or offense at the number two slot?
I think that more or less depends on whether or not Darnold's there. If Darnold isn't there and they can't get value for that pick, they can't get both the Buffaloes, then Bradley Chubb looks pretty likely. He fits a lot of what Dave Gettleman likes in his linemen. He's big, strong guy, long arms, and he can play standing up, which is a concern considering the Giants are moving to more of a 3-4 look.
I love Chubb with the Giants. I think that's actually the way they should go. I don't really trust any of these quarterbacks, and the reason is, how many years left do you think Eli Manning has with the Giants? Because if you think he's got 2 years left, I don't know if New York you can use the number two pick overall in a quarterback and have him sit behind Eli Manning. It would be great for him personally to learn from Manning, but if the team struggles at all, the back pages and the fans are going to be screaming for the backup quarterback. How long do you think Eli has left with Big Blue?
My guess is they'll let him play out his contract, so till 2020, two more years. I think we know the fans in the back pages are going to be screaming pretty much regardless, because that's just nature of the beast. the Giants tend to be a pretty patient organization, and they can ignore, you know, a lot of that noise.
Right.
So if they've got a guy they believe in and they want to, they think they're doing the best thing for the organization, they'll kind of tune it out. But
any chance that they would take Saquon Barkley, given his proximity, Penn State kid, obviously a home run hitter, you're giving the offense some added, you know, some punch, a shot in the arm, and giving Eli another weapon to go with Odell Beckham Jr. to go and score more points with Pat Shurmur, the new offensive-minded head coach?
You know, that's probably, in order of probability, somewhere behind Bradley Chubb, but it is definitely within the realm of possibility.
Right.
Gettleman was raving about Barkley at the owners' meetings, and he has the kind of personality that would fit in well with the Giants. You know, real quiet, hardworking. He's not going to be making a spectacle of himself or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham Jr. showed up yesterday at OTAs. How big of a deal is that in your mind? And do you think that the Giants get a deal done with him, or does he play out the rookie contract at 8.5 this coming year?
I'm treating Odell showing up kind of like a quarterback throwing at the combine. You know, it's something that it's good to see. You want to see it. You know, he's there. He's with the team. He's meeting the new coaching staff. He's not exactly extending an olive branch, but, you know, he shows that he's invested.
Right.
And, you know, he said back when Pat Shurmur was hired that he is, quote-unquote, geeked to be working with him. So I think it's definitely a good sign.
Is the team geeked for him, though, given his off-the-field issues?
Ultimately, I think they would rather have him than not have him. And more or less, unless he forces their hand, right, they're going to be happy to have him.
Okay. Chris, in terms of predictions, what do you think is going to happen with the Giants at number two?
Say, my top two, it really depends on what the Browns do, and I don't really have a read on them just
right,
because they've got so many picks and a new general manager. I could see Dorsey going either way. It's probably either going to be Sam Darnold or a trade down.
Very cool. Chris, thanks for the time, buddy. Really appreciate you coming on today.
All right, no problem.
All right, it's Chris Flume from the from Big Blue View, SB Nation site covering the Giants.